Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat from it, or touch it, or you will die.'" The serpent said to the woman, "You surely will not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings.
Living in this fallen world can challenge our faith in God's goodness. The pain and suffering that resulted from Adam and Eve's sin may cloud our understanding of the Lord. Why doesn't He always relieve hardships, fix our problems, and give us what we want? When Eve listened to the serpent's lies in the Garden of Eden, she began to doubt God. Why would He deprive her of wisdom and the enjoyment of food that looked so desirable? Those of us who are believers may have thoughts that are similar to Eve's when we don't agree with what our Heavenly Father says is best for us. From a human perspective, good refers to what is enjoyable, comfortable, or profitable. But the Lord has a much higher standard and is always working to achieve His purpose, to develop Christ-like character in His children. Behind every restriction or commandment our Heavenly Father gives to us is His loving care for His children. He knows the consequences of sin and wants to protect us. Adam and Eve learned through disobedience that God means what He says. We have the opportunity each day to discover His goodness by listening to Him, obeying His commands, and trusting His wisdom. Whatever may come our way, we can know He's working for both our earthly and eternal good.